Good morning. I hope you up and having a great day. Welcome back to another episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. What's up? You know, just want to get on here right quick. Missed yesterday, so I'm going to try to come back with another one later on today. I want to start off by talking about this USA versus Iran. This shit is pretty sad. I don't even understand. I don't get it. I don't get the reason for us to go to war. It's like Iran and Iraq have been literally used as like political punching bags for fucks that are in office. You know, the thing about it, like this country is like we bullies or some shit. There's nothing that that country can do towards the U.S. There's nothing that country can do. And even though China and Russia is Iran's allies, they will fund, they'll probably help them with some money shit, but they're not going to go up against the U.S. They're not going to fight the U.S. So it's like, it's like we bullies or some shit. It's like we just go over there, Trump, you know, kill this man for a reason I don't know. And then we make this man out to be like a fucking monster. I've never heard about this man till Trump killed him. I'm speaking of the general over in Iran. So Trump just sent a bomb over there without any consultation from Congress, anything. It's like he a dictator or some shit. And now you sending all these kids over there to fight. For what? What the fuck is there? I just want to know why. Why? Just cut the bullshit about terrorist attacks and all that shit. Because we haven't had a terrorist attack over here in so long. The only motherfuckers been fucking up doing like terrorist attacks is old white people. Old white men are the biggest threat to America right now. Domestically. So I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, it's ridiculous. And I feel really sorry for the troops that have to go over there and, you know, do what they have to do, who signed up or whatever. I salute them for, I guess, fighting for the country, fighting a war that doesn't need to be fought. But, I mean, it's just fucking ridiculous. And now the media and shit is vilifying that general that we knew nothing of. We knew nothing about him. Nothing. So we're going to wreak havoc again on Iran and Iraq for no fucking reason. Then a Democrat will get in. It'll be peace. And then a Republican will get in and he'll go back to fucking war. It is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It makes no sense to me. And the Iran like shot some missiles at a U.S. base. And every other country is telling them to stop. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Because the U.S. has all the money and all the power and shit. It's really, really sad. And I also feel sorry for our president. You know what I mean? Like, Jesus, man. I just wish this shit would stop. Like, it's really pathetic. It's really fucking pathetic. Also, I was watching an Instagram video where Tyler Perry said that he does not use writers for any of his shows. And it clearly shows that he does not use writers for any of his shows because that goddamn Oval is a fucking horror show. That shit is like a bad dream. I've talked about this shit with his shows. Like, it's like you just wake up and write about a bad dream. Take any bad dream you have, write that shit out, and that is a Tyler Perry show. Now, I'm not knocking Tyler. Because he getting money. And if his fan base eats that shit up, give him more. So what Tyler has taught me that is more about your execution than it is. It's way more about, I think, execution and putting shit out than it is actual quality. I don't think quality fucking matters anymore. I think you just keep putting shit out, and you just don't stop. And some of the shit you put out, you might hit a shot. You know, you might hit that three-pointer. then you put out just some amazing shit. But it clearly shows he doesn't use writers, which is sad, because there's so much talent, so many talented people. You know, I'm a writer. I'm writing on shows now, and I have an amazing opportunity. I'll be headed to New York to write on the new show, Amy Schumer's new show, Love, Beth, and I'm very excited for this opportunity. But come on, Tyler, use some writers, man. Shit, it'll make this shit better. It'll make it more enjoyable. But at the same time, all that shit is subject. I guess with art, everything is subjective, so it really doesn't matter. Like, opinions really don't matter when it comes to art. It's just whoever likes what you're doing. So kudos to you, Tyler. If you're getting the fucking money, you built that studio off writing your own, keep writing your own. Keep writing your own. I know I put out Free the Baby the other day, but I hope the baby's getting the message, man. Just slow down, get your money, quit being out here fighting motherfuckers and doing all this stupid shit, because they're not going to necessarily lock you up. They're just going to drain your finances, because I see that's what's happening with rappers. You know, they get these fucking lawyers and they get all these deals and shit made, put them on probation, and y'all just paying out the ass. And they've realized that y'all are worth more money outside the jail than you are in. So you just need to watch that shit. They're going to keep letting them out. Any famous motherfucking rapper walking around who got money, they're going to let you back out to bring you right back in, to just keep draining your ass dry. So I hope that young brother wakes up. I really, really do. So I guess that's going to wrap up today's episode. I got a couple more days of working. Two more motherfucking pharmacy shifts, and guess who's done for the month? Me. I'm out of this motherfucker, so I'm excited about going in here today. No, two more after today, and I'm done. And back to straight comedy grind. So look, thank you for joining, for tuning in today. Hopefully this Iranian war, this U.S. versus Iranian war, will be resolved as quickly as possible. And furthermore, if we over there fighting for oil, there's no reason to fight for oil anymore, because everybody's going electric. We just the last country, because greedy oil tycoons are blocking us from going totally electric. There's no fucking need for fucking oil. Oil will be the new table salt. There's no fucking need. The only use we have for oil is for like a squeaky fucking door or some shit like that. But listen, that's going to wrap up today's episode. Tune back in tomorrow, or later on today and tomorrow, and I have more for you. So thank you for tuning in. This has been another episode of LeVar Walker Daily Show Podcast. Thank you.